that's a spiel from the network. That's not the actual show. But I was going to go into why he was there and the actual greatest episode of ever when he was playing golf and was going to going to break par, and they called him out, and he actually taped off the where his ball was lying with crime scene tape and said, "No one's allowed to touch here. This is a crime scene." So he could come back and finish his round. See?
That's something somebody stupid would do.
I would I would do it if I was shooting the best round of golf in my life.
That's
going to
be the phrase of
golf.
The rest
golf
of the
is like the
podcast.
Most, it's not even a sport. I don't care what anybody else says.
Golf isn't a sport.
It's not. Thank you. It's not a sport.
Can you play
You know
golf?
What, though? You know what?
No, because
the best golf club
stupid.
I ever saw
you can't play
was
golf.
A shot. Was it? No,
golf.
It was an M16 add-on.
You can't play golf. So you're saying golf is stupid because you can't play.
No, I can't play basketball, but I don't think it's stupid. I think it's very cool.
Why?
I don't know. I just always liked it.
I love doing that to people that go, duh. I just like it.
Duh. I just hate golf.
I can't play it. I don't like it.
You do too. You can't play golf.
No.
What you get?
I like playing golf as much as I like going and shooting targets with a gun.
Hey, actually, that was great. That was great fun that day.
Why just shoot targets?
They have a
waste
shooting,
bullets.
They have a,
go
waste
shoot
money.
Something else.
You volunteering?
I can see it all so clear. In my mind's eye, I have a feeling that I've got something to say. The tip of my tongue is burning. I've gotta hold on tight before it slips away. Frustration.
Everybody, this is Richard here at Comic Pop Library. This is episode 11. We got Matt, Chris, and my chillins are here again. We got Logan and April.
And chillins?
Yeah, my chillins. Cool. They're going to chirp in here and give us grief. Mm-hmm. today we have on tap, Matt's going to be doing Glades, and I am going to be doing Noru, or Nura.
Yep.
Nora. I couldn't figure it out either.
Nora rising yeah. The yokai clan.
There we go.
Pretty sure that's how it's
memorized. But we'll start off with the Japanese stuff first and get it out of the way, and then we'll have some fun with the Glades. But we have Nora, Rise of the Yokai Clan by Hiroshi Shibashi. It is from Viz Media. It's a Shonen Jump title. It's, as far as I could tell, the first translated work of this artist writer into the American or U.S. market. The lead character is Riku Nura. He is the grandson of the, these are going to be fun, so forgive me if I mispronounce, Nura Raihan, who is the supreme commander of the Lord of Pandemonium. And he is introduced at age 8 in the book, and he is in line to become the next
Supreme Commander.
One. Yeah, let's just go with Supreme Commander. He's in line to become the next Supreme Commander after his grandfather passes away. His parents are not really said what happened with him.
I don't think they ever mentioned his parents.
I don't believe so either.
Not really.
But somehow they're out of the picture. He is a quarter Yukai, and that's where he gets his bloodline from. And since he is only a quarter, he is mainly human most of the time.
They take that quarter down to everything.
Pretty much. But he's eager to be this Yukai Supreme Commander, and they go on the walk that the spirits take that you see in a bunch of the anime. If they go to the Yukai world, they have the spirits march where hundreds of spirits go to the kind of like the spirit tree. And he finds out that the Yukais are not necessarily good entities, that there's bad ones and kind of
worst ones. I equate them to basically boogeymen.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. to a degree. Not as friendly.
Boo.
But, yeah, that kind of fits Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, you're right.
Christmas as well. Nightmare Before Christmas as well.
Nightmare Before Christmas, yeah. They kind of have that mentality where they're spooky, but they have their everyday lives. Their jobs are to be the boogeyman, the creatures under the beds. But it jumps in time to when he's age 12, and he's in seventh grade, and he no longer wants to become the Supreme Commander. He's pretty much denying his heritage. Mm-hmm. He just wants nothing to do with it. When he's a human, he's kind of, he becomes friends with some kids that are in a paranormal club, and they want to investigate Yukai and, you know, prove that they're real. Kind of like
Ghostbusters
yeah. or Ghost Hunters or whatever they're called.
Who you gonna call?
The Fay Puff. What is it? Marshmallow Man? Mm. That's a big Yukai. But when his Yukai powers are awakened, he basically transforms into almost like a high school looking person.
He's supposed to be the prettiest one.
Doesn't change. It's just that
he's a pretty boy.
His hair grows out.
But to me, it looks like it grows taller as well.
Yeah. And,
and
he gets his ego.
And he gets more, self-assured of himself.
Completely different person.
And wants to be the leader.
He wants to be the leader. And it's one of those stories where the inner demon's battling the person on the outside. And who's going to become the more powerful and who's going to take over is what the story is ultimately about.
Too bad he can only be in that form for 6 hours out of 24-hour period.
Yes, actually, and he only transforms twice by the third. In the two books.
Once
two books, I believe. So.
Once
I
in the first
once
book,
in each book.
Right.
When he's still like 6-7 years old, and then once again
when
he's
12.
At 12, and
at
both times were basically to defend himself.
Right, or somebody that he cares for.
Exactly.
At least thrice in the two books, and I'm pretty sure that only changing for 6 hours or so. Changes by the third one.
Thrice means three. For all you white people out there, it means three.
Wow. I'm just, you know, it's kind of great. He's actually playing, I believe that's a PSP, and Tommy in at the same time. And he never missed a beat, folks. Never missed a beat
He's
on the game or what he was talking about.
That's my son, yes.
He never even looked up. He just kept running on playing and talking. Great.
One of the things with this story is, I don't. You guys can chirp in with what you, if you appreciate it or not. But to me, it's not a bad story, but it is a slow story.
Yes,
I wouldn't call it a good read for a first-time manga reader.
No.
And this one was definitely, you had to pay attention to the artwork.
Right.
Because there was a couple pages in there where nothing was said. It was just
the art.
Artwork.
It was a couple of the fight scenes.
Yeah. Mm. And if you weren't paying attention kind of to what was going on, you were going, wait, what happened there?
And you do have to fill in, you know.
The blanks.
You have to read between the panes. I like what you said last one. So.
And that's pretty much common for most comic books there. It depends on the writer. But a lot of your Japanese ones are like that. But this one, if I was giving this to a regular person off the street, it's not going to be one to grab them. It's too slow. To me, it would probably work for the middle schooler that wants to think that they're a big shot. And if they...
Don't they all?
My friends. It speaks their lives.
It speaks their lives.
Oh, my gosh.
This is firsthand knowledge, folks. When they get into high school, unless they're manga readers, they're not going to get into this. As an adult, I'm a regular manga reader, but it's not one that I gravitate to. This would be one that would be, you know, I'll get to it when I read the other stuff because it's just a little bit too slow for me. That's just my feelings.
At one point, some of the yokai disguise themselves as humans to bodyguard their master, whatever he's called at the moment.
Supreme Commander?
The young master.
Okay. Can't remember his name. Possibly Nura.
Yeah, it's Nura.
Yeah.
Nura.
Okay.
But they
one disguises itself as a schoolgirl and one accidentally disguises himself.
Was the schoolgirl an actual girl?
Ice demon.
They're not actually male, female, they're creatures.
Okay, I'm pretty sure they are. Out.
It's kind of like the fae.
Some of them are at least most of them are male, female.
They look it anyway.
So yeah, they're trying to genderize the Kraken.
Right.
Yeah.
Not really.
They're
the Kraken's a guy because girls don't act that stupid.
That one you can't really check.
She is off in her own little world. But no, it's the creatures in it. That's what they are. They're creatures. Some are hideous, ugly looking, and others are not so bad looking.
Well, yeah. They were saying that the third is supposed to be the most prettiest. I don't know if they said that, but word for word.
Not really.
He's the best looking of the yokai.
Right. Yes.
Most usually. Human, at least.
And whether he gets that way, his grandfather.
How does he stick his hair
though?
Off to the side like that?
A lot of hair gel.
I think of What About Mary.
Have you seen that commercial? Oh my God.
He can't stop laughing to tell us. What commercial?
No, I know what he's
been
talking about.
On late night TV lately. You've seen the commercials for Trojan brand?
Mm-hmm.
We got the Trojan Twister, and it makes your hair just look like it's blue.
The Trojan personal massager is what they were calling
this podcast
it.
Brought to you by.
Wow. Oh, if you haven't seen it, it's hilarious. God. The lady gets, this box and says, oh, it's here. I hear it's supposed to blow your hair back.
And she shows it to the neighbor girl.
And two of them come jogging down the street. And they say, oh, yeah, we've got one of those. And they both turn and look at them. And both their hairs are straight back. And you're like,
oh my gosh.
Like, are you kidding me?
That's what flashed through my mind when you said, how does he keep his hair back like that? Maybe it's the massager.
These are rated.
They're explicit, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man.
But I was just,
okay.
And they make great Christmas gifts, according to the commercial.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Exactly. That's short. Never mind.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. Next topic.
Next topic, yeah. Anything else about the book there, guys? What a charm in.
The other the yokai I was talking about got accidentally instated as a biker gang places. Hey.
Well, yeah, because they lead lives outside of being their evil selves.
I'm pretty sure that's only two or three that actually live human lives, though.
it's an interesting book, I will say. If it, I've only read a couple of them now, and if I had picked up this one first, that one would have really killed
me. That would have turned me completely off of manga.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's
pretty easy.
Blue Exorcist is a good starter.
Oh, yeah. That one's actually cool, and I don't like this type of books.
Yeah. I'm not into them either, but Blue Exorcist was a really good one. I really did enjoy it. And this one...
It's all right, but to me, just too slow.
Yeah, it is. The story is kind of slow in building. Kind of curious. I'm now that I've read them, I'm kind of curious to see what happens. Yeah. But Richard,
that's
just let
hook.
Me know.
That's the
but you want to find out from Richard. You don't want to read it yourself.
Richard, when you read it, just let me know.
He's going to be the pioneer in all this.
Oh, yeah. We'll just read them. Hey, Richard, what happened in this book?
But yeah, if you want to pick this up for your library, great, but it's going to appeal to a limited group. We have it in our library. If you want to enter library loan it, great. If it doesn't get a lot of circulation, this would be one that might be dropped eventually. It's going to be one of those that you test the waters to see, but this is one that's going to be limited clientele.
I'm not sure. I don't think we have that one here. I'm pretty sure we were looking when you said about reading that one, and we did not have that one.
Okay. But it's not a bad story. Don't get me wrong on that. It's not a bad story. It's just a slow pace. You're going to have to take your time and really want to read this one if you're going to do it. But
yeah,
it's not a bad story.
No, it wasn't.
As always, we want to thank Music Alley for helping us with our intro and outros for the show. Visit them, and they have some of your independent music artists available to download for a small fee, and they would appreciate your patronage. If you enjoy their music, let other people know about them. But we do appreciate Music Alley, and they are at Mivio.com, so be sure to visit them if you can. Next up, we have Matt.
And we're going to do a series from A&E called The Glades. I believe it is on Sunday nights at like 8 o'clock or something like that, but don't quote me. I have been recording, or I recorded season 2.
Thank you, TiVo.
Oh, yes, wow. thank you, TiVo, because I can't watch them at 8 o'clock on Sundays, so I watch them later, along with a whole lot of other shows that I realized I still have recorded.
Are they on Hulu?
I love Hulu. That's my favorite website.
I'm not sure. I know Hulu's done some weird stuff lately, so like my show Warehouse 13 does not have Hulu, or Hulu does not have Warehouse 13, however you want to say
they
that.
They might do a Hulu and Hulu Dance.
But the show revolves around a cop named Jim, who was his name is Jim.
Slim Jim.
Not quite.
Wow. But,
Longworth.
Jim Longworth.
I'm going to get, Jim Longworth is his name. He was a Chicago cop, homicide detective, that basically got accused of sleeping with his boss's wife, his boss,
the chief's wife.
Wow, they're boss. Really classy in Chicago. You
and
go down
basically, he got shot by him, left, and moved to a small town called the Palm Glades, I think is what it was, outside of the Everglades, thinking he was moving to a sunny area that he was going to have nothing to do but play golf all day long and whatever else he wanted to do. And he soon finds out that that's not the case, that he is the only homicide detective in this police department in this small town. So he has to put up with all the crimes and murders that happen there. And that's kind of what the show revolves around.
So if they do 100 episodes, then the whole town will be wiped out.
Pretty much. I think there's a few more people than that. I'm guessing it's more of, a city of...
It's a suburb probably of a bigger city.
Yeah,
maybe, or
50,000 people or something like that. But he gets involved with a young lady.
Callie.
Thank you for reading the Wikipedia page. Callie, whose husband is in prison, and her husband and her have a son, but they kind of get into a relationship together, but she's still married to her husband and doesn't want to divorce him while he's in prison.
Her husband is Carlos?
No.
No. Carlos is the coroner. Coroner slash partner of Jim, who gets involved in a lot of the cases. The stories itself pretty much are the murders that happen, I guess, aren't necessarily tied to anything, but the story comes in between the characters themselves. Him and Callie being the main characters and their kind of relationship together. In season 2, she actually takes kind of like, I don't know if you want to call it internship with the coroner. She gets paid, but I don't know how that works. So she has to work with Jim, and they're still having...
See, I haven't seen season 2 yet.
Oh, it's season 2 gets kind of...
Her husband's name is Ray.
Yeah. Her husband gets out of prison, and there's this big thing between him and Callie and Jim and her working and them not allowing to be together and all this stuff. And it's really cool, and he comes across as arrogant in a way. Kind of like Gregory House in the
show
House.
House is awesome. And don't diss the House.
You would probably like the show then, because he comes across like House. He has this kind of arrogant personality that I'm smarter than you, though you may not think it, and you're going down for the crime you committed. And he always finds an elaborate way of revealing that, you have done the crime.
Clips of the Glades can be found on Hulu.
Can they?
Clips.
They're not showing the episodes?
Nope.
No.
Just clips.
Well, there's
the first
also
season,
a different Hulu.
The first season is on DVD. Though.
Yeah, you can get the first season on DVD. I'm pretty
we
sure
purchased
the second
it.
Season.
We
you?
Purchased this. I can't talk.
Purchased.
We purchased it for our library, and that's how I watched the first season, was with the DVDs.
Have you had a lot of checkouts on
that's
it?
That's the only way we watched
it. We just
seasons.
Processed it this last one. I watched it since we were doing the review, then I put it into the collection.
Okay. I'm just curious because I like the show. It's a really, really good show. Go ahead, Chris. Sorry.
You can edit this out if since you claim to work for a library. No, the reason why, what I want to ask is how do you check out at your library a series? Do you check it out the whole box set, or do you check them out one at a time?
I'm in a smaller library.
One at a time.
When we first developed it, we were needing some circulation on our DVDs. So like Logan said, it's one at a time. It's, if it's 4 discs, you're checking out 4 separate items. Mm-hmm. We're going to be asking, we are currently, from this point on, going to just put the set out there. And we're going to ask the board if we can go back and compress them back into one sets just for space reasons.
How long are you going to check them out for?
All of our DVDs are checked out for a week at a time, 7 days.
That's what ours do that too. It's a week. But see, we're limited to 2 DVDs at a time.
We allow 6 discs, but if it's part of a series, if it has a 7th disc, most of the time it's just bonus material. We'll let them check it out too. But with compressing them,
they'll just get them just, all.
Yeah, they get it all and it's one checkout.
One item count. Right. So, okay.
Okay, sorry.
That's fine.
That's okay. It's a good question and something other libraries that we went to listen to this should know.
And that's one of the tips and tricks right in the middle of the show right there instead of at the end.
No, I'm not going to say
but there
that.
Was, if the libraries do get into it, that's one of the things that we were wanting the circulation points, but you get to a point, like any library, you need the space. So you want to compress it down. We're not concerned about circulation because they go out well. So we want the space so we
have the space so you can get more so stuff in here.
Do they check out more? Do they check out typically more than movies?
They're about 50-50. They're pretty even. Because one of the things we notice is people will come in and they're like me, we don't have a TiVo. So, and we, Logan and April are middle school, high schoolers. We're going different places throughout the week, as most parents are. So you don't have time to sit down and watch them unless you do have a TiVo to watch them later. And that's the individuals we're getting is the ones that don't have TiVo. They
don't have a way of recording it.
Right. And they come in and get set.
They're like, I don't know how. You remember when we used to have Hollywood Video, and that was the only video store that was renting out series at the time. Mm-hmm. I spent so much money renting Stargate SG-1 from series 1 to 10.
True.
So if libraries had that, that would have been so much cert for them, because take that times 5, there are 5 discs in a set, and that's 50 checkouts.
True.
Yeah.
But we're, like I said, space reasons, we're going to compress it.
So libraries that don't have that and need cert, that would probably be...
Well, even that, if they put one space concerns, they put one season, you know, that's 10 checkouts in 10 weeks. Easy.
Right. And what?
You know, on shows like that.
I'd have to look at a book. Sorry about that. Let's see, there's...
Anybody else just wonder why we get off on tangents? Well, but it was a good question and good information.
There's about,
for libraries.
For our due date slips, we have about spaces for 24 stamps. And a lot of our TV series, they're half full pretty much within the first 2 to 3 months. And then it's kind of sporadic.
Stamps?
We always.
Isn't that analog technology?
Do you still use.
We still
you still stamp. Do you
we
stamp them with the date? Or
yes, we still stamp.
And
them
it makes no sense.
So that way, if somebody says, no, they weren't.
We get an electronic paper that says, here,
confused.
Bring them back this time.
Now, we have that too, but they don't always look at that, where if it's still stamped in there, we could open it up and say, well, you know, it does say this. And that's caught us a few times because some people forget to stamp them. So they're like, well, okay, you got us.
Oops.
But usually we're putting, you know, due date slips over due date slips, even with our movies, those too. Like I said, it's 50-50. So there is, in our community, a market for it, or a need for it. Not necessarily a market, but a need. So if that's an option for libraries to get into, it's an expensive option, because instead of, if you wait, you can probably get a movie for $15. Your series aren't going to go down near as fast, because you can usually get, you're looking at $40 a whack.
40 or higher.
Stargate SG-1, you can get a season for $30.
That's because, right, and they're a little cheaper now because they're older, but the newer stuff on average is $40 to $50.
And the time to buy a series is during Christmas, because that's when they're the cheapest.
Most time. If you wanted to start a collection, then would be your time, but it's a good way for libraries to bring up stuff, and that's kind of why I want to do series in this, is I'm sure there's a lot of libraries does not have series, but I think it would be a
something
big
to look
circulation
at for libraries.
Yeah, it is.
Something to look at.
Okay, tell us more about
back
the Glades. Sorry.
Like I said, that's tips and tricks right in the middle of Matt's review right there.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all good. You can edit and shuffle
and move
that
around.
Without putting me to sleep.
Wow.
I thought I heard snoring over there.
She is the devil's advocate. Holy cow.
Bit.
I forget where we were when we were talking about the series.
We can stop the podcast, go back, listen to what we said.
No, we're good.
No.
No, I know I was talking about Jim.
He was kind of a smart aleck.
I remember we were talking about the second season, maybe.
Well, yeah, the first season's kind of the you know, it's like any new series. It's the building of the character series season, you know, and you get to know them and their ins and outs and quirks and stuff like that. Mm. And then the second season, they actually expand on that and the whole relationship and stuff that goes on and the twists and turns. Plus, you have the murder and the cases happening inside of that. Kind of like in the second season, Jim walks out to his car, grabs the door handle of his car and goes, "Hey, my car's locked. I never lock my car." And he takes half a dozen steps back, hits the button on his remote, and his car explodes. Well, while he was doing this, he was in the middle of a phone call with Callie, who the phone call abruptly ends, and she freaks out, thinking, what happened? You know? So she goes rushing to the police station, and Jim's standing there and goes, "Oh, yeah, sorry, forgot to call you back." You know, so there's a bit of humor in with, you know, kind of like, I portray this a lot to the series like House is.
Right.
There's kind of that humor in there, but he's also, and he's got that attitude, but he's also, I don't know, Columbo-ish.
That's what I kind of related to. He's smart, but he doesn't necessarily want other people to think he's smart.
Yeah,
so he questions all around what he wants to ask. And
yeah, I don't know if he ever asked kind of a direct question to a suspect. More of he asks kind of weird off-the-wall questions,
right.
But gets the response or the answer that he was looking for anyway. Yes. And like there's a lot of times I cannot figure out what the heck he sees in something before, you know, till the end, and he explains it.
It sounds like The Mentalist.
Yeah, James.
I've never actually watched The Mentalist.
It's way better.
How can you say that? You've never watched The Glades.
Have you not seen The Mentalist's hair? That's right.
This is a female opinion for you.
The In Style podcast now.
It's his hair. And I like his vest, too. They're really cool.
See, it's all about the style, man. You got to have the style, Logan.
Sorry.
What was he doing? It's the end of the video.
Snoring.
Snoring, no. Something like that. Holy cows. But no, this is a series I would definitely recommend for anybody that likes kind of cop shows, anybody that is a fan of the House series. It's kind of along that same lines, except for
you think
medical,
it would be popular at a library?
Yeah, I think there's an audience for it. It's kind of like, you know, anybody that really enjoys that little bit of humor in like NCIS and CSI and all those would enjoy this one also.
It's one of those, you mentioned those as well, but your lead character is in Stargate SG-1, Richard Dean Anderson character. The Farscape, John Crichton, he, you know, he's a little sly and he makes his snide comments and not everybody catches them, but you know, you're part of the audience, so most of the time you catch them. Sometimes you're like, they might slip by you too. It's just depending on who you are and what your sensitivities are. But it's like in the first episode, he was talking to a young gentleman in his 20s or something, and the kid says, "Well, why are you talking to me?" And he goes, "Well, maybe because you're a moron."
Yeah,
you know,
and
so many times I've wanted to say that.
Because he reported a body, and this was the first episode, and he was with a minor. And when you're watching a show, you don't really know until the end if they got jiggy with it. I don't know what the term is now. What is it, April?
Fornication.
Fornication.
The scary thing is, why are you asking your daughter these questions?
Because she's the stylist. And that's like, what is it, Beast now?
Beast. If you're Beast, you know, you're awesome, you're cool. No.
Gotta
it's
get
like,
today's word of the day.
Beast. It's really cool. I use it all the time. I'm like, wow, that was Beast. Like, dang, you're Beast. Like, I use it all the time.
But when I'm over here saying that if they possibly got jiggy with it, she's over there biting her tongue and lip. You're an old man type thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, that is a little out of probably their realm, but
he's a hippie.
That's what they equate us to now.
Wow. But no, yeah, there's the slide comments and things like that. It's you know, you can equate it to a lot like the series House.
True.
But it more of a cop show. So if you're into kind of the cop show thingy, I think it'd be a good series for people that like those kind of shows.
And so it's a mix of House and Middle-earth?
NCIS.
NCIS.
It's non-military.
Yeah, it's
House
more of the...
than the... Why can't I remember it?
I don't know.
Probably
because you're playing your game.
Exactly.
No, I remember almost exactly. He has a dog and he lives in a little island away from the...
What?
That's nothing like
sounds like
it.
About every Disney show.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
What
no
Disney
idea
show has a dog?
About everyone, doesn't
Beethoven.
It?
Pretty much. Yeah, right there.
How is that Disney?
Who doesn't know
it
Beethoven?
It is. It's made by
He's
Disney.
He's awesome.
Giant St. Bernard.
But yeah, this is one that you'll have fun with it. Most people, it's not the overarching story is the relationship.
Yeah, definitely the relationship
in the first
between
season.
Him. And it,
between
that
him
continues
and
in
who?
Callie. Which continues into the second season, and I'm not going to spoil how the second season kind of ends. But
stories have, like, in the background, like in The Mentalist that April mentioned, there's this Ripper or type character where that's in the background and he's always investigating it.
Yeah.
And then he does the cases of the week, where this one, the background story, is the relationship that ties it all together and
that's what ties everything. And the cases in between are what happens every day, every episode. So that's a new case, and you know, the relationship between him and Callie, and then her husband getting out of prison, and what's going to happen with that is the whole story. And then him being the homicide detective is kind of what happened on the off time, if you want to say, you know. Yeah. But it's a good show. It's got some humor, it's got, you know, some drama, and it's got some other weird. The episode where they have to go out to the psychic village.
Oh yes, I remember that one.
That one was great because he is like totally, this does not exist in any way, shape, or form, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and
she didn't,
you know,
see that one coming.
Yeah. You know, comments like that, you know, psychic, oh, you didn't see that one coming, did you? You know, and just knocking psychic. The episode with the snakes, I think that was season two, was great.
Must have been.
You find out he's deadly scared of snakes, and he gets bit by one, and he's like freaking, he's like freaking out. It's the poison, it's sucking out, you gotta get the, you know, and it's hilarious.
Speaking of being bitten, the way he meets Callie, we got to mention that. Do you want to talk about it, or do you want me to?
Go ahead. I'll just...
It's the pilot episode again. They found the body, but it was headless. So he's out in a swamp, has his nine iron. I don't know what it is. It's some type of iron. He's poking around, and he's poking around. Up comes this gator and bites him in the hand, and he falls back, and it actually gets him. They didn't say he missed it. It actually gets him. So he goes to the hospital, and he meets Callie there, and it's kind of flippant with her to a degree, and she's flippant right back to him. And I think that's what the draw is for them.
They never really say, is she, I know she's going to school, and they mention that throughout the series.
To be a doctor.
To be a doctor, and I'm not sure if she's just like a trauma nurse.
Triage.
Yeah,
nurse,
so.
Or something like that. And she's trying to better her education and da-da-da this and that, but that is, you know, and they're just firing off.
Just right
off
the bat.
You know, and.
And we get a flash of Mel Buttigieg.
Oh, snap. It's rated R now.
And no, that's PG-13.
So, and it has his wound on that scene.
Where he got shot.
He got shot after he got bit with the alligator?
No. Why he left Chicago? Because he...
I'm trying to follow. Go ahead.
The reason he left Chicago was because of the accusation that he slept with his captain's wife, and the captain shot him.
Where?
You get a shot of
he
that.
He shot his butt?
Yes, yeah. He shot him in the butt. Okay.
Okay, Kearney County is named after a general in the war that got shot in the butt.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tied it into
useless
local history there.
Useless fact of the day. But
that one will be on Jeopardy.
That's what I said. They never actually... And in season two, they go into a little bit more of why he left Chicago, and they bring in an old flame of his, kind of in the story a little bit more, you know, infuriates Callie and this and that. And so it's good. Me and my wife have actually watched it. We actually watched the pilot episode, and I went, hey, that was a pretty good show. And she went, I hate you, because now I have to watch this show to see what's going on. So she started watching it with me and still going, did you? Yes, I was watching the same show you are, hon. What's going on? I'm watching the same show you are. Just watch the show. Let's find out. You know,
that sounds familiar. What happens with this character? I don't know. It hasn't been shown yet, dear.
Exactly.
That's
so,
mom.
There you go.
Okay, it's not me.
I didn't say you.
You looked at me.
But I said that sounds familiar, doesn't
I'm not
it?
My mother.
I think this part's going to be edited out.
No.
No. So, but I really think the show would be a good show, you know, anyone to watch. So
I'd say for any library, if you want to get into series.
This is a good one.
Definitely.
Thumbs
good
up. Definitely a good one to have. And this one, I know when we did the last series we said, no, not for children or under the age
what
of
was it?
17. The Game of Thrones is the one we did last episode.
It's good, but it's for adults.
Yeah, I'm going to say daughter. No.
When you said rated R for this one, it was
no,
rated
that
R.
One, that one was rated really R. Rated R.
It was an HBO series.
This one I'm pretty sure is rated, you know, TV PG.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. It's got a
does
few.
Does it show autopsies? It's
not as much as you
does
would think.
Does it show a headless body?
Yeah, kind of a little bit. It shows dead bodies, but it's
not gory gory.
I think it's rated TV PG, so, you know.
Shows dismemberment, but no blood.
Yeah, stuff right. Like that. So, you know, what's PG, 13-ish?
Probably.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. You know, they probably wouldn't.
If they're younger than that, I think they definitely will miss a lot of the quick jibes.
Yeah.
And some of the teenagers will still miss them, but they'll be able to get them better than the younger.
Yeah. Definitely teenagers could watch it and get the show. Adults will get the show. Younger than that, teens, no, not really. So, but.
All
okay,
right.
Anybody, anything else? You want to diss the show some more? The person who has never watched it.
I want to go take a nap.
Well.
That's what I want to go do. I'm so
she's
going
to bring up
right
the Glades
now.
And go to sleep.
I guess so. And with that, I guess we need to wrap this up. Thank you, gentlemen, and April.
Yep.
Everybody out there, have fun. We're having fun. We'll catch you later.
I can see it all so clear.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any comic book publisher or distributor and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective of any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.